Welcome to Thursday Thoughts. A lot of feedback from last week's thoughts on foil drives and tow foils and just foils in lineups. And it was really good to, I guess, discuss that and get the ideas flowing and, I guess, find a way to remedy it. And look, I think the biggest thing is foiling is such a grey area. It's surf, but downwind, and it's everything in between. So I think we're just going to make it black and white for to allow the growth to happen. And if something is out of control, or it doesn't matter what craft you're on. So if someone's out of control, it doesn't matter if you're in a surfboard or a foil board or a jet ski. Like there's responsible use and there's irresponsible use, and we just have to be responsible with it. And that's as black and white as I think it's going to get. Moving on to this week, Molokai to Oahu. They've announced the course. They might have announced it sort of previously, but I just found out the course, and they've changed it, and we were pretty sure it was going to change, but they've made a full-scale change. They've changed the start. They're starting up at Ilio Point, and they've changed the finish, and they're finishing it basically the Outrigger Canoe Club by the windsock. So it's going to be a much more user-friendly course. It's going to be much quicker. It's a longer distance, which is good, but a lot less technical course than what it has been in previous years. Mixed feelings for me. Look, to me, Molokai to Oahu has always been the old course, finishing at, you know, China Wall and starting at Kalua Koi. So it's like, it's a funny one for me because it's going to be a completely different race. I'm actually going to go to Oahu before, and like I did the first time I did the race, I'm going to check out the finish line. I've actually never foiled a Hawaii Kai run. I've done a bunch of stand-up paddle downwind runs on the Hawaii Kai run, but not on the foil. So I'm excited to get over to Oahu about 2 weeks before and get a few Hawaii Kai runs in and suss out the finish line. I know it's really almost cross offshore at the finish, but there's lots of swells that kind of wrap in, that the wind swell almost wraps in pretty nicely there. So it isn't the easiest finish, but it's a lot easier than China Wall. So for me personally and my skill set, I feel like it's going to be a little bit harder for me to back it up, but I'm excited to give it a crack. And it's going to be, like I said, a very different race. I'm anticipating people are going to get away with using smaller foils, starting in the wind line, finishing more or less in the wind line. So bring it on. I'm excited to see how this next phase of Molokai to Oahu foil edition goes. And I guess my record's going to stand for the original course is the positive. That's the main thing I've been thinking about, Molokai to Oahu. But then also the logistics to get to Maui to Molokai is 2 days beforehand. I'm going to be staying on Maui beforehand for Padalamua. And so basically there's two options. You can either leave your stuff on Maui and then do Molokai to Oahu, fly back, pick up your gear. For Aussies, you got to fly back to Oahu and then fly out. The other option is obviously getting your gear to Molokai and getting it on your escort boat, so all your gear sort of travels with you. But that's logistically a real pain in the ass. So it's, you know, it's the Hawaiian races have always been tough logistically. And while this makes it easier because it's all racing in, you could do four races in a week, it's more difficult because we're literally foiling back to Oahu. We're not flying back to Oahu. So it's bit of a headache, but we're gonna make it work. Other stuff, I chatted to Matt Costa, who's organizing like a community sort of downwind event, and it's just a meetup, but he's got, you know, alpha, beta and women. I said to him, you know, you probably shouldn't distinguish alpha male or female, because there'd be some women that are better than some men and some men that are worse than some women. So it's, at this stage, I don't really see women having a disadvantage other than there's just less of them. I'm definitely a minority at the moment. But I'm definitely keen to see that change. And I know there's a bunch of ripping, frothing, downwind foil chicks out there. And I'm stoked to see out there. And let's keep growing it. So there's that, I guess, race in California. Race. So it's just a group downwinder. There's a official race in Barcelona in, I think it's next week pretty much, so I'm going to try to get onto someone, maybe Xavi, who's running it, over there, or John Mann or Dan Jungling, who are going over to do the race, and to see maybe do it after, so we get a bit of a what's going on and how it all went. But then obviously there's another race called the it's not a race, but there's a foiling week event in Lake Garda, which is a pretty unique location because you can downwind one way with the adiabatic winds, and the other way are the katabatic winds. Basically, in the morning the wind blows up the hill, and in the afternoon the wind blows down the hill, or all the other way around. I haven't been there, but I know that you can go both ways. You can literally foil one way, have lunch, and then foil back the other way. So they're looking at getting a bunch of like sort of sailing crew into the downwind foiling, which is sick. I'm a foil driver trying to sort of getting stuck into that as well. And yeah, it should be interesting, to say the least. See how it all works out, and definitely an event I'll be keen to support. This year it won't work out because I've got a foil camp in the Maldives with moon tours, which is going to be fun. Looking to get four drive batteries over there, which is a bit of a nuisance, but there might be a few things in the works, but we'll wait and see. And yeah, I think that's mainly it. Obviously with Code Falls, a few things going on as well, but I'll keep a little for now because it's not released. But obviously the 1075 and 960 are out, which a lot of people are frothing on, and I'm stoked to see people excited about it because we're frothing on it too. So they're my thoughts for the week. Thanks everyone for tuning in, and yeah, speak to you next week.